Rap music in the past has been used as a voice for the inner city struggle. Now though, one young woman is using it as a way to express the journey of her own sight loss. 19-year-old Ant Walker suffers from optic atrophy and recently lost the sight in her second eye, which rendered her completely blind. But rather than let this hold her back, Ant has used it as a motivation to not only help herself, but others too. I caught up with the aspiring rapper and began by asking her how it feels to be doing interviews with radio stations like ourselves on the other side of the Atlantic.
It is interesting, actually, and it's exciting to know that I have fans all the way across the Atlantic.
Your life is really taking off at the minute, and we're going to talk about your music shortly, but can you take me back to when you first started losing your sight?
Yes. Well, I started losing my sight at the age of 11. I started losing my sight in my left eye first, and it all started, I had a cold, and then soon after my cold cleared up, my vision began to be spotty and blurry, and I didn't know why or what was causing it. So my parents started taking me to different doctors, and they couldn't figure out what was causing it. So we kind of just, you know, learned to cope with me just losing sight in one eye.
Yeah.
Life was fine. And then shortly, I say about 6 years after the end of 2016, I started having some of the same complications in my right eye that I was having in my left eye. So I told my mom, and, you know, she told me that we'll go to different doctors and we've seen different neurologists and such, but no one could seem to figure out what was causing it. And doctors were beginning to tell me that, you know, there wasn't anything else that they could do, and they felt as though that it was all in my head. And, you know, I was imagining things because they wasn't seeing anything in their test results. So they kind of just, you know, referred me to different doctors. And by the time I got to see the different doctors, they had said that my vision has decreased so bad that there wasn't anything that they could do to change it. And I should just, you know, start preparing myself to eventually go blind. So over the course of a couple of months, my vision decreased and it just continued to decrease. And then on December 25th of 2015, Christmas Day, I woke up and I couldn't see anything.
And how did it feel to be told by people that are professional people that you're imagining things? I guess that must have been horrendous for you.
Yeah, it kind of made me feel like, you know, why aren't you believing what I'm saying? And I'm the one that's going through it. You know, it kind of made me feel like they were using that as an excuse because they didn't have any answers to give me.
Now, from 12 until your second eye started to deteriorate, did you continue at mainstream school?
Yeah, I was fine. I just had to wear glasses for reading, but they said that my other eye was fine and there wasn't anything wrong.
What was that experience like to suddenly go fully blind?
In the beginning, I felt like I wasn't quite ready because it was so new. So I kind of withdrew a lot from, you know, things and, you know, kind of stayed to myself because it was all brand new. It was really hard.
What were your friends like?
Some friends were supportive because they were there with me through the whole process. And some friends, they were kind of distant because they were just confused and didn't understand how it happened and what happened. And I guess they couldn't figure out a way to comfort me and what to say. So they kind of, you know, were rude about it. Some would try taking my mobility cane and, you know, calling me names and, you know, things of that sort. But some were very supportive.
And that would have been your lowest point? When you were having problems with friends and trying to get used to this blindness?
Yeah, it was really hard.
So when you were rock bottom, you suddenly realised you had a talent for music, didn't you?
Yeah, when I was at my lowest point, I tend to come home and turn on my headphones and just tune the world out and listen to music and listen to different songs and listen to different beats. And then, you know, somehow along that path, I just came to find that music was my calling, and I wanted to let the world know about my story, and I wanted to tell them in a way that everyone could enjoy it. And I was a big writer before I went blind, So I kind of, you know, I felt like music was another way for me to express how I was feeling in a different avenue to, you know, outlet.
Now, you've written two songs, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Writing two songs. The first one is Counter Blessings and the second one is Team Ant.
Well, what we're going to do, we're going to have a listen to some of Count Your Blessings just now, okay? So do you want to introduce it?
Okay. This is Young Ant, and you're listening to Count Your Blessings. I'ma take you back to the year 09. That's the year I went blind up in my left eye. I was like 50 Wap when I hit the scene. I ain't really tripped, though, because the kicker still see. And Pop said, it's time to take it. They don't know what trigger it is, so it's time to face it. So I switched it up, hopped on some cool stuff. Fast forward about 6 years, them saying, man, what is this? I said, Mom, I think I'm going through the same thing. She said, calm down, baby girl, cause you can handle this. I said, nah, Mom, take me to neurologist. They ran all of these tests and everything was negative. They said, internet, it's in your imagination. I'm like, what you saying? I know what I'm facing. They sent me home, I started popping pills and tweaking. A couple hours late, I broke brand and need a treatment. I was broke down, stressing the pops, told me count your blessings, hey, don't get it wrong,
don't get it wrong.
I'm in my zone.
That was awesome. That was the Young Ant there with Count Your Blessings. Hear a lot of rap and hip-hop music. A lot of it is quite self-indulgent, singing about how much you have, how much bling, etc., etc. Yours is the complete opposite from that. It's very inspiring. Was that a conscious decision?
Yes. I actually wanted to write a book about my life. And when I got in tune with music, it kind of all came together. And I'm a big fan of rap and hip-hop. I grew up listening to it, and, you know, my style of rap is more motivational. I call myself a motivational rapper because, like you say, you know, my style is different from what you hear on the radio. I'm aiming towards mainly motivating and inspiring everyone and others and being the face for the blind and visually impaired community to show that we can be whatever we want to be despite our disability or our diagnosis. We can do whatever we want to be.
So we heard Count Your Blessing, that was your first one, but you've also done another song as well. What's that one called, and what is the inspiration behind that?
My second song is called Team Ant, and it totally goes out to all my supporters, all my fans, and everyone who's been there with me through my journey, helping me through it. And it's basically about, you know, me showing love to my fans and all the love that they show in return.
Now, since writing Count Your Blessings, you've had a lot of attention, haven't you? Can you tell our listeners about some of the things that have been happening to you, Ant?
Since writing my first song, I've been getting noticed. I've been getting, you know, fans saying how they're inspired and how they're touched and how I've changed their life and inspired them to, you know, keep going through whatever they're going through. And I have had a couple of opportunities to perform my songs at a couple of shows. I opened up for a up-and-coming rap artist, and in March I'll be doing a couple of shows. I'll be doing a show in Austin, Texas in March, and I'll be doing a show in Atlanta, Georgia.
It must be helping your confidence as well as a person and as a blind person.
Yeah, I've never dreamed of this much attention and these many people, you know, loving my word and my message. And it feels good.
If there's anybody listening, Ant, that's in a similar position to yourself, that may be losing their sight or have just lost their sight, what advice would you give to them?
The advice that I would give to them is don't let society bring you down and don't stop following your dreams just because you're losing your sight. That should motivate you and give you the strength to keep going and hold your head high because the sky is the limit and anything is possible. And just always remember to count your blessings.
If anyone wants to listen to your music, what platforms can they do so on?
They can find me on YouTube at Young Ant. They can find me on SoundCloud, Twitter, and Instagram at Young Ant 1121. And they can find me on Facebook at hashtag Team Ant.
Ant Walker, best of luck for the future. Thank you for talking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. It's been an honor.